Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour celebrating the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's Tom Petty bringing us back, by the way. Chuck Baker's here. Chuck is the president of the American Short Line and Railroad Association. Chuck, thanks again for being here. He represents folks, 600 organizations that move freight around the world. They're the, I love the way you said that, because I've been doing quite a bit of work recently on broadband connectivity, and I've become more and more familiar with the last mile connectivity of broadband, but we don't use the word first mile. We always use last mile. But your point is what he's making, folks. You got factories out there, you got operations out there that create a product to be delivered over the short line railroad, Chuck, and that's the first mile. And then then their neighbor maybe receiving a product, and that becomes the last mile. So it's the first mile and the last mile of so much of our economy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The broadband, you know, there's more and more conversation about broadband in D.C. and rural broadband, and we're supportive of that. But probably a better analogy for the freight railroad world might be even thinking of, like, the small regional airlines that, you know, tend to connect the smaller regional airport over to the bigger hub.
Right.
And, you know, so it might be like a United Express versus a United.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about how your folks are dealing with the supply chain challenges we have. I mean, I saw over the last year, I saw scenarios where they said, yes, ma'am, your refrigerator is in the warehouse 300 miles away. Congratulations, it's been built. It's in the warehouse. It's got your name on it. But we can't get anybody in the warehouse to load it on the truck to deliver it to you. And so how are your people dealing with that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, the way stuff moves around the world is it's generally kind of out of sight, out of mind, but it is a pretty elaborate routine, and it involves a lot of things going right, and they normally do go right, but sometimes they don't, and people notice. You know, it's got to get built in the factory, whether that's overseas or in the U.S., and then it's got to get shipped out of the factory. If it's coming across the ocean, it's got to be on an ocean liner. Then it's got to get unloaded at the port. And so the port has to be functioning right, and the port
right.
has to be staffed right. And then it's got to get from a port onto a train or a long haul truck. And then it's going to get moved from there, typically to a warehouse. Then it's got to get unloaded in the warehouse, stored in the warehouse, picked up by another train or another truck, probably getting closer to the final destination, and then maybe out for a final delivery on a, you know, delivery van or something like that. And so, that's a lot of steps, and, you know, sort of miraculously, most of the time, it works just fine.
Are your people experiencing shortages, worker shortages, like the rest of us are?
Yeah, it is. It's not as acute in short line world because our workforces are pretty stable.
They're often family too, aren't they?
Yeah, it's exactly right. They're family folks that kind of gets in your blood. And we run real lean and mean in the first place. So we were, you know, blessedly didn't have to do many layoffs.
A couple of people, a brakeman and an engineer can deliver a half dozen or a dozen cars in a day and go home, can't they? And be home for supper.
Yeah. That's
and keep
that's
the economy
exactly right.
going.
Short line's actually, short line's a pretty good lifestyle in the, you know, as compared to, our friends at the Class 1 railroad who have to be on the road a lot and are, you know, moving their their families every couple
of
years.
And staying out of the way of each other. That's the other thing. The short line really don't have to stay out of the way of other people. So a lot of people don't realize, though, factories in America that where the stuff is made depend on short line railroads to get them out of get the stuff out of their factory. That first mile is a lot of first mile. Important things are delivered over that first mile. So what are you running into? What other challenges are you running into these days that we need to know about the short line railroads?
Well, you know, I'm in D.C., right? I run the association out of D.C., and we're in D.C. For the same reason most trade associations are in D.C., because we have lots of regulatory and legislative issues. So I will say that the challenges that are keeping me awake at the moment right now are sort of figuring out how to deal with the new administration, the new Congress, a reinvigorated Surface Transportation Board. So there's a whole range of, you know, regulatory and legislative issues, whether it's crew size mandates or truck size and weight rules.
Are you seeing more onerous regulations coming for your group because of the new administration?
Well, we're concerned that they could be coming. We, you know, it's our job to prevent them.
Yeah.
So we, you know, so I get paid to worry about them before they happen. But we are, we try to not be partisan, and we're not, you know, we're not a Democrat group or a Republican group, but it's fair to say in general, and I don't think this would really surprise anybody, but with a Democrat administration and the Democratic Congress, you know, there's generally a more of a
predilection to
government.
They love their regulations. There's no question about that. No, we've reported that many times on the show. I'm going to get Chuck to elaborate a little bit more on that, those challenges, after the break. It's Tintail. I'm Jim Blasting. And Chuck, I need your website quickly, please.
ASLRRA.org.
All right. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.